All right, good evening, brothers and sisters in Christ. I wish to share some lessons from Psalm 34, verses 1 to 8, a psalm which should be familiar to most of us, a psalm of David. And so let me go into it now. So the context of this psalm was in respect of David having fled the presence of Saul, King Saul, and then having gone in the circumstances to the territory of the Philistines. And he went to the area where the king of Gath, Achish, was. So really the context is in 1 Samuel chapter 21 from verses 10 to 15 to the first verse of chapter 22. So I have these verses on the screen and let me just read them to you. So verse 10, and David arose and fled that day for fear of Saul and went to Achish, the king of Gath. And the servants of Achish said unto him, "Is not this David, the king of the land? Did they not sing one to another of him in dances, saying, Saul hath slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s?" And David laid up these words in his heart and was sore afraid of Achish, the king of Gath. And he changed his behavior before them and feigned himself mad in their hands and scribbled on the doors of the gate, and let his spittle fall down upon his beard. Then said Achish unto his servants, "Lo, ye see the man is mad. Wherefore then have ye brought him to me? Have I need of madmen that ye have brought this fellow to play the madman in my presence? Shall this fellow come into my house?" David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went thither to him. So to Psalm 34, verses 1 to 8, before we go there, we can see that in that passage that I have just read, David was sore afraid of Achish, the king of Gath, in those circumstances when the servants of the king of Gath started to make those exclamations. And so it was something that showed the human nature of David. We can identify with that also in our human situations as we go about day by day. And so imagine situations in our lives, and even next time when we will be afraid in the situations peculiar to us. Those kind of situations, what are we to do? David's situation was a difficult situation where he probably feared possible torture or injury or death that could be ordered on him. So I'm sure immediately we can reflect on situations of difficulties that we've had. And the Lord Jesus also said that in this world you shall have tribulation. As I reflect on my own life in my adult life, I recall that when about 16, 17 years ago, when my father at that time was diagnosed with cancer and I had to follow him for treatment or for tests and getting the test results as treatment under, when those were also situations when humanly I was afraid in terms of how his treatment was going. And now, in terms of after that and working life, sometimes I'm caught in situations where I can't answer very well immediately on the spot a difficult question posed to me, or it could be a question that I had not prepared adequately for. So be it as a student when it comes to exams, as an adult in difficult working situations, there are situations that we would be afraid. And so let us then learn some lessons from this psalm. So Psalm 34, I will just read these 8 verses that I want to share on. So verse 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were enlightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. So some lessons that we can learn from these verses. Firstly, is that in any situation of fear, worry, or stress, seek the Lord immediately and cry out to him in prayer. Because as I have put in here, verses 4 and 6 clearly showed that David had sought the Lord and cried out to the Lord. So firstly, why should we seek and cry to the Lord, and even immediately when we are faced with a difficult situation? I've put some of these reasons here. I will just summarize to say that we should and must seek and cry out to God because we must recognize that God is our Father and we are his children. That is something that we have to remember daily. It is something that is precious, and it is something that we need to meditate upon regularly as well. And therefore, because God is our Father, God is powerful, God is sovereign, and will watch over and help us, that is why simply we must seek and cry out to him. And to be able to learn and practice ourselves to be able to do that immediately. Instead of when a difficult situation comes, we start to think with our human minds, oh, what is the right method? What is the formula? What can I do now? But the first thing is really to seek the Lord in prayer, because he is our Father and he is there for us. He will help us and lead us because we are his children. So that is key in respect of why we should do this. Next, then, when we seek and cry out to God in a difficult situation, what are we to say? So some suggestions I put here is to include in the prayer trust, that we trust the Lord. We ask the Lord for help. We ask for the fear to be removed, as what David had also stated in Psalm 34. We ask for deliverance. We also ask for God's will to be done and not our will to be done. We ask for strength and grace for us to persevere and for God's name to be glorified and praised and be praised. And once we've done so, I'm confident that we will have comfort. We will be able to proceed in the situation with calmness, and knowing that God is with us and able to lead us in the way he sees it fit. Next, there are two key lessons actually in Psalm 34, 1 to 8, which are fear and trust. Right? And verse 7 said, "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them." So in this is a promise that God has his angels around those who fear God, protecting them and delivering them in times of difficulty. Those of us who have been in the church camp and benefited from the messages will remember that one of the messages discussed and taught very much about fear, fearing the Lord. And so I've put some of the points on fearing the Lord here. And again, to summarize, really fearing God is what we should do as children of God, knowing who he is to us. Fearing God is a consequence of our regeneration and a consequence that we are God's children. And so let us fear God for who he is, how great he is, and fear him all the days of our lives, because there is no one else we should fear other than God. And this fear will lead us to trust him, will lead us to seek him, will lead us to take comfort in him, and also to glorify and to respect him. All right, so that's fear. Fearing God means that you are a child of God, and God will protect and will deliver you. Next, trust. Now, if we fear God, we are children of God, then we can trust in the promise of verse 7 that God continually watches over us and will deliver us in difficult situations. Now, verse 8, the second part says, "Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." And so trust and fear go hand in hand. If, as I said, if we fear God, we will trust him. All right, so trust in the Lord in who he is. Trust in the Lord in knowing that he will help us. Trust in the Lord knowing that he will protect us. Trust in the Lord because he is God. He's sovereign. He controls all things. He knows what is best for us. And so trust in the Lord that he will bless us and deliver us in the way he sees fit during the situation. It may well be that subsequently, after the situation, then we reflect on it and realize that God has delivered us in the way that was the way and the right way. Not in the way we desired or hoped or expected it to be. All right? So trust that God will help you, and do not fear. Do not worry, because our human minds certainly tends to worry, but trust in the Lord. And therefore, if we trust in the Lord, then if you look at verse 8a, it says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." Taste, in this word being used in the Bible, especially in the New Testament, actually means experience. And the word see means to understand or appreciate. So with trust and fear in God, we can taste in the sense of experiencing God and seeing that God is good. So how do we taste and experience God and have this meaningful experience and growth in our faith in tasting and experiencing God? So how do we do that? I suggest to you that, first of all, there must be a relationship with God. Without a relationship with God, how can we experience or taste and see that the Lord is good? Having the relationship with God realizing and recognizing there is this relationship with God because Christ has died for us and the Holy Spirit has regenerated us, then we must treasure that relationship. Treasure it more than any other relationship you have in this world. Continue and cultivate this relationship in the Word, in seeking and knowing God's Word that He has given to us, in seeking the Lord in prayer, in taking steps of faith in whatever you do to glorify God. Next, we must be willing to seek God's help through prayer, trusting and doing God's will, and also to be willing to let God to direct and for us to follow Him. So, in conclusion, having said some of those things, fearing and trusting God, again, just to reiterate, there will be trials and difficulties in all stages of our lives. We are human, and God has put us in different vocations, different situations, giving us perhaps difficulties to even train and build up our faith and trust in Him. Remember that we are God's children. God will not leave us alone. God is with us. Fear God. Trust Him. Pray and cry to God for help and leading. Then be confident to leave it to God on the outcome of the situation. So Jeremiah 33:3, which is actually the password of our prayer meeting, Zoom meeting, says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." Therefore, God wants us to call unto Him, to trust Him and to fear Him, and He will certainly answer us in His good time according to His will. And so those are the lessons I want to draw from to share with you from Psalm 34 verses 1 to 8. Although David had written that psalm reflecting on his deliverance in his situation of fear before King Achish, we have to not just apply fear and trust when situations of difficulties and trials come, but every day we need to fear and trust in the Lord all the days of our lives. So that, I hope, will be a good reminder for us to walk each day fearing and trusting God. So let us pray. Our Father, Lord, we want to thank You for Thy Word, Thy precious Word that You have given to us, comforting us and teaching us and assuring us that for those who are Your children, You will protect, You will care for, You will comfort, You will deliver in every difficult situation. And You also want us to call out to You to trust You, to seek Your help and leading, and also to fear You every day of our lives. And therefore, Lord, we thank Thee for reminding us in these lessons. We pray that we will remember these lessons every day and be able to recognize how important You are to us in our lives, how important the relationship You have given to us with You is more than any other relationship in this world, that we should treasure it, we should seek You, we should trust You and fear You each day of our lives, trusting that You will help us, You will be with us every time and deliver us in all difficult situations and lead us. Lord, we thank Thee for this time and we pray that You will grant us a blessed time as we pray together as a church to seek You. All these we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.